open the line for us.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with, is it Fatty? Did I say that correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay, great, Fatty. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you, man?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking.
Yep.
So just to verify real quick, it's a Blackstone Garage Doors LLC. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And you're based out of Kissimmee, right?
Yes, sir. You want one quick...
Yeah, take your time.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Omri.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking I'm going to keep it.
Did I keep it?
I'm just out of bad, I mean. I'm not ready. Stop doing نو برجع لأحد بس نزلت كل إشي وجهزت كله ولأحد بسويه زبعة الخمسة هنا كان بس بابها غريب كثير يعني
شو كان بداهي باب؟
يا بدي ركبت لها باب ما ركبت الباب
و...
يا بحكي لي متأخر كثير على الخمسة
ليش دخلت
عليها باب تركي؟ الباب كان واقع اللي كان عليه كابل واللي كابله كمان في أورلاندو ورحت ورجعت على الوير هاوس يعني أخذ وقت كل شيء معي والمشوار ساعتين ونص لحاله إذا مش ثلاث ساعات مع البنزين وهذا يعني وبحكي لي أصلا بحكي لي هذا غلط مفروض المرة إحنا ما نمشيش على وقت الناس مفروض الناس تمشي على وقتنا إحنا ما نعرف شو بيصير معنا لما نروح على رزبون قبلها يجوز يكون زي مثلا صار معي كان باب واقع علي تغيير بانيل بس صعب كثير لانه باب واقع so stuff like that ما شاء
الله
everything pulled up. All you have online currently is Facebook and Angie Leads, right? At this time?
No Angie anymore.
No Angie. Okay, so canceled Angie
yeah.
and just have Facebook.
Yeah,
okay.
I was working with Angie. The company's been, you know, I just opened this company. Like, it's brand new, you know?
Congrats.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm, you know, starting step by step. I am working for a lot of companies.
Mm-hmm.
I have worked every single day. If I wanted, you know, to work the 7 days, I can work the 7 days. Except, you know, the holidays because, you know, a lot of people just, you know, don't want to get involved in, you know, work the days to the New Year or Christmas. But normally we have worked 7 days. And I can take off whenever I want. I can say no whenever I want because, you know, they call you, hey, I have this job. You want it? Yes, no, no. You know, it's up to you at the end of the day.
That's amazing.
Because we don't work as like W-2. You know, we work as 1099. So you're like a subcontractor, you know. They call you, they get in contact with you, and at the end, if you decide you want to do the job or not. Now,
got it.
I have work every day. Now,
okay.
The difference in the idea of opening my own company was because first, in my field of work, I do the installs of the garage doors when people need it or the companies need it. Now, I open a company just in case if, let's say, the neighbor of the person that I'm installing a door for says, hey, I like that door. I want one. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So instead of me calling my boss and my boss calling the company that I was doing that job that day and
mm-hmm.
saying, hey, I have a door for you to, you know, no, that's not happening anymore. I just
right.
go straight to the neighbor.
They go through Blackstone.
Business card, you can call me whenever.
Mm.
Yes, 100%. Like last week,
smart.
I had a door in Palm Bay, installed it, and I gave a business card to the guy. I told him, look, if you have any neighbors that want a garage door, you can call me. 3 days later, he calls me with his neighbor. Hey, my neighbor wants that door, wants the same door that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So next time I went straight to his house, you know, with the same door
right.
installed. And instead of me making what I make when I install the door, I made four times what I was supposed to make, you know?
That's what I thought. So you make more when it's under Blackstone, right?
Yeah, of course, because
right,
I make
right.
the sale and the install.
Right.
And
okay.
In a normal day, they pay me for the install of the door.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
And that's
super
the
smart.
Difference that that's why I want. Yeah, you know, and most of the garage door companies, that's how they work. They go through someone. It's not like, at the end of the day, they all buy from almost the same warehouses, you know?
Right.
Like how many warehouses in Central Florida? Let's say 5 warehouses in the whole Central Florida.
Right.
And they cover 100-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of houses.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy driving, he hit the garage, the garage vent, the hurricane, this, it got rotten or rusted, and it bent, this, that, so many.
Right.
Every day you have something, you know?
No, it's,
now,
it's big. Or they're trying to upgrade too, right? Like get an automatic opener and all that,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So many business, you know, and
it's a good industry for
and
sure.
At the end of the day, you know, it's nice, you know. A lot of people do it, so many people do it, but still,
mm-hmm.
you can get customers, you know what I mean?
100%. So, is the goal to keep doing it how you're doing it right now, or are you interested in getting more calls under Blackstone? Where it's like Blackstone marketed and they're calling you directly, you know?
That's what I want, where I want to get to.
Okay.
Blackstone marketed.
Okay.
Now, it's not easy to get there one shot.
No.
Because I don't have any employees.
Hmm.
I don't have any... anybody to help me out, you know, like, hey, go, you know what I mean? But
yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
I work with work with other 12 technicians, so we are 13 or 14 technicians.
Got it. So you got guys technically if you needed help, right? This is what it sounds like. You just have to call some favors in or something. Okay. Is the business, have you got it, like, registered? I know there's not a specific, like, garage door license for Florida, but is it, like, a registered business or insurance, or are you kind of, like, flying under the radar right now type of thing, you know?
No. It's registered.
It's registered. Okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me one quick second. Let me see something. One second.
Yeah. Take your time.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Fadi?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. You sent
your
message also, right?
Yeah, I sent you a text just in case it disconnected or something, you know? But I saw your business. I found the LLC. You just registered the company in September, right?
Yeah, it's a brand new company.
Yeah.
It's brand new and in the same month, maybe, since October. I registered in September, October. I think I started talking with Andy. So my first month was November, maybe. Yeah, November was my first month, or... Yeah, something like that. It was only 2 months that I worked with Andy.
Yeah, even the LLC wasn't created until September 20th, you know? So I get you, though. And then you started Angie's, in October or November or whatnot. Yeah.
November 11, I think it was the first day with Andy.
Okay.
So November 11, and
you canceled that though, right? You said you didn't like those leads, correct?
Oh yeah.
They're expensive.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a lucky thing or what, but it was garbage. I called them. I was like, look, guys, I was giving you a chance with the last customer that you sent me, but that was the last chance because, look, out of all the customers that you guys sent me, two of them only answered. Two of them gave me a promise of, you know, me doing the job. Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Take it. Take it. No worries.
They gave me... one question.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Ala Haji. Alhamdulillah, wa kifak.
Alhamdulillah.
Take it
off,
you know. Allah, take it off. Oh, listen, that would be the sound of
something.
I'll tell you, the sound of something. مالك شكات تامبا
انا من تامبا خلاص ما عليك فكتوان نسان نطلع على وضع
يا الله يا الله تمام
تمام
والله مشاريع بس الباب اللي مفروض اركبه المرك غيرت المشروع يوم الاحد تحكي انه كان متأخر وهذا مطول وما رجعت نركبه بس سويت غيرت بانيل لدار وفكيت باب في اورلاندو وانا روح كنت تمام؟
I know it sounds like you're a busy guy, so I'm just going to jump straight to it, okay?
Today I had a panel swap in Newport Richie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a door install in also Newport Richie.
Okay.
So I go every time, I go to the warehouse where I pick up the materials. So just like me, there's hundreds of companies that they buy from the same place.
Right.
So I work for all those companies at the same time. So what they do is they go to the warehouse, they buy the door, and also they buy from my boss the installation, you know, like the service. And that way they make their money just by selling the door. So instead of them going back to the customer's house and installing the door, they just put another extra couple hundred, and that way, no more headache, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't pass the customer, they just give us the job. So
makes sense.
So today I had a door install, and my boss is the only one who does that. Like, if you go to a Wayne Dalton warehouse, People go, pick up their doors, and they go. They install the doors. If they go authority, also same thing. But my boss at DGS is the only one who does the service with the door if the customer wants to, you know? And that way is how we work.
Hmm.
Now, but okay. Those calls are from my family members because my sister is here on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, because holidays, right? Yeah,
she came from... I just came from New York like a year ago.
Basically. Oh, really? Okay. That's awesome, man. Yeah, Florida's super humid, right?
I lived here before.
Oh, have you? Okay.
I lived here before. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I lived here. Like, I lived in Philly for a year, okay. And then I moved to Florida. And then I stayed here for a couple of years. Then I went to New York. And then when I saw how cold it was, I was like, no, hell no.
Yeah.
I moved back to Florida.
Yeah.
And then my boss from New York told me, look, I need you. And, you know, you do a good job, you know. Like, you work really hard. I need somebody like you. So I went back to New York and I lived another 7 years.
Oh, wow.
And okay. On the seventh year, I was about to buy, I sold the house, buy a bigger one. And in that transaction of selling a house and buying another one, was the where the plans changed. Instead of buying in New York, buying in Florida. And that's when everything changed, you know. We started thinking, like, here in New York, we're going to buy a house like we want to. They're asking for
$800,000,
$900,000. Mm-hmm.
It's expensive, yeah.
Florida is way, houses.
Way better,
it's very
right?
Hard to buy a house.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I said, you know what, let's do this. Start searching in Florida, and if we find something we like, we just move to Florida.
Right.
And my dad had a couple friends, and my boss is a friend of his from a couple years ago. And he told me about him a long time ago. He was like, hey, I got a friend. He has a warehouse. He does this, that, garage doors. And I was doing building inspection in New York. So basically in the same area, it's goals, you know, it's construction. At the end of the day, it's all construction.
Yeah, right.
So
it wasn't garage doors in New York?
I did that for no.
Oh, okay.
In New York,
okay.
I did
home inspection?
Building inspection.
Building inspection,
so,
wow, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Building houses, everything. So
that's
I used
awesome.
To inspect them. Make sure that the materials they use is correct.
Right.
By the code of the street.
Yeah. So garage doors
and
are like
we were
a piece of cake for you then.
Yeah, this is nothing. Basically, I used to work in Trump Tower.
Right.
Freedom Tower.
Wow.
All those big buildings. And sometimes, you know, you have to walk, stair by stair, you have to go up and down, do inspections here, there. It was harder.
Right.
You know, garage doors is something more fun.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle. You have to, you know.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense.
So when I moved here, I started doing roofing in the first couple months, you know. I started doing the roof inspections and selling roofs, but I
garage came doors
from New
are more
York
profitable or
to do the garage doors.
Yeah.
No, I came from New York to do the garage doors.
Yeah. It seems like garage doors are more in demand, like all
I went
the
back
time.
To,
you know?
Yeah. I was more in demand. I liked it more than the roofs. And so now that I've been working for a year, it's you know, that's where I want to expand, you know?
That's awesome.
That's where I want to start.
Okay.
And hopefully, you know, little by little, I start getting employees.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, step by step, everything goes step by step in this life. I had two cell phone stores in Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico. Man, I've never been. I heard it's amazing out there, though. You know? Is that where you're from originally? Puerto Rico? Oh, wow. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
My parents are from Palestine in Jordan.
Oh, really?
But I was born in Puerto Rico, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my dad lived 33 years in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
I was born there. I at 16, I already had my first cell phone store. At 17, I opened the second cell phone store.
Wow.
And I already knew business from a young age, you know?
Wow. Okay.
So this is a piece of cake compared to...
Have you done Google marketing with any of these, like, I know obviously like the building inspection, it's not really, you know, it's not really a Google product or something somebody will search, but like the roofing for sure, the cell phones for sure. So with any of these other companies, have you ever utilized Google for them?
In the cell phone business. Mm-hmm. I used to pay through Facebook.
Okay.
Marketing.
For social media ads. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those ads and likes, mm-hmm. and followers and stuff. Yeah, those kind of things I did.
Right. Okay.
But not this way that they're telling me to, you know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we include too social media marketing with our base program. So like, just jumping into that. So I'm gonna go over our rates with you first off, okay? And then I'll let you know what's included along with the timeline. That way you know like what to expect and exactly when to expect it too. This type of marketing, it's a step by step process too. You know, so our rates. Right. First off, they're month to month here, no contracts. We make it a set flat rate. That rate will be at $299 a month.
Okay.
All right. Now, what that will include, okay, day one at sign up, we give you access to a client dashboard. This is it's a tracking and reporting system. So you could just see everything we're doing and all your results from one convenient location. Day one, there's not going to be much on there. Basically, we just want you to start getting your photos to us, any videos you might have, so we could use it for your listings that we're creating. Okay? 7 to 10 days from startup. So 7 to 10 days out from startup, we're going to have your company submitted to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta. It looks like you already did Meta, like you have a Facebook page. All the additional directories we'll create for you, we'll make you the owner of those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah. That's a keyword, right?
No, that's the next thing I'm going to get into. So keywords, right, are how we bring you traction, where people can actually see you, so you're able to, in turn, get calls. We target you for 20 keyword phrases total. So, for example, garage door repair, right? Even though that's 3 words, that would be considered 1 keyword phrase, okay? So you get 20 phrases total.
Okay.
Now, for you to rank on the first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days from startup.
Okay.
Now, the process, just to circle back, so the 7 to 10 day, what I was talking about is just directories. So creating you Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Google, right? That's just to boost your presence. Okay? Now, 7 to 14 mm-hmm. days from sign-up, we're going to have your Google listing live. So not first page placement yet. We're just going to have it live. Also, we're going to have a custom website design up and running for you. What I'll do, Fadi, it's Fadi, right? That's how you say it?
Yeah, yeah.
Fadi, okay, perfect. What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a text of a garage door website in demo mode. Okay, that way you just have an idea of what we could create for you. All right? But that will be live in 7 to 14 days. And then also in that 7 to 14 day mark, to get you some traction, like some clicks, some calls coming to you, we're also going to run social media ads for you on Meta. So Facebook and Instagram ads, which you are familiar with, right? It sounds like?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, since everything's month-to-month here, no contract, Fadi, and all those services provided, to give you a much stronger online presence, you know, step-by-step, I mean, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you do want to move forward with this, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. So first thing I'm going to do, I want to have everything sent over to you in writing. What is the best email address for you?
So, yeah, let's use the business one. So it's going to be blackstonegaragedoors@gmail.com.
doors@gmail.com. Okay. blackstonegaragedoors@gmail.com. First email coming to you now is going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. This will just have everything I went over with you in writing. After I activate your account, you'll also receive from Local Splash Support your welcome email, which will have your login credentials for your dashboard, and you'll get your initial invoice too. Okay. Now, just for account purposes, your last name, is it? It's J-A-B-E-R. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Perfect. All right. And let me see, Fadi. Okay. This phone number, so the 689-253-3364, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yeah, this phone number. This is for the business, yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right. I'm going to send you, I know I already sent you my direct. 689-253-3364, right? The
yep,
one we're on. Okay,
number.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So I know I already sent you my direct line and extension. I'm going to send you another text message. We have an app for our program. I'm just sending you a YouTube video on how to use the app, okay? It's one of the newest features we added, though, and we're really excited about it, you know? So let me just get you that YouTube video, too.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. All right. Here it comes. All right. And then the business name, so I have the way it's registered, it's Blackstone Garage Doors LLC. And the address for the business is the 2113 Blackstone Landing Drive in Kissimmee 34758. Is that all correct?
Yeah, that's my home address, yeah.
Okay, so do you want to, we can hide that address online. Do you want the address hidden?
Yes.
Okay. Hide address online. Perfect. Okay. And then, okay. So your service radius, I know you go far. The map listing, though, it's just going to target you locally, right? So it's kind of like the best way to explain it, like if you search gas station near me, gas stations in Orlando won't show up. The gas stations near you, right? Like if you're in Kissimmee, those are the gas stations that would show up near you. So that's how it'll work on the map. But for your ads, we could target further out. So how far do you want to target out from the Kissimmee area?
So we can start like little by little and expanding, right?
Yes, that's what I'd recommend, especially. So that base package includes $100 towards Meta ads. I'd recommend you don't go over like a 50-mile radius to start. As you get rolling, right, you could always obviously increase that radius and your ad spend. But you don't want to go over 50.
In the future, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so let's just start with 50. Perfect. All right. Okay. Next step to this, Fadi, what I'm going to do, I already have your Facebook page pulled up. I have your services, too. You're doing everything related to garage doors, it sounds like, right? Install, repair, sales, everything, right? Garage door openers, automatic openers, everything. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I have to, the next step is I just need to secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This outlines our service agreement. That everything's month to month here, no contracts. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a technician to your company and schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. Our techs are in-house and they're experts in keyword phrases. So they'll go over like your keywords, the color scheme of your website, your social media ads, basically all the fun stuff. Okay. All right. Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Fadi, sorry if I said this wrong, Jobber, or J-A-B-E-R, the Fadi Jobber on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Did I say it right? Was it Jobber or Jabber?
Jobber, Jaber. Jaber. You know,
okay. All right. I just want to make sure I'm saying the right name, brother, you know? And billing address, it's the same 2113 Blackstone Landing Drive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Just making sure. The card, Fadi, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Let me get the card. Give me one.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Okay. Because I'm driving.
Yeah. Take your time. No worries.
5178.
Mm-hmm.
0587.
0587. Okay.
4786.
Okay.
10.
I'm sorry, what was the last four again?
0370.
Okay, got it. And whenever you're ready, expiration date.
Once again, 0328.
Okay, got it. 0328. And then last thing, the CVC code, the little three-digit code on the back.
701.
Okay. Eyes back on the road, okay? All right, I'm going to, what I'm doing now, I'm coding the card out. I'm assigning the package to one of our technicians, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions I already asked, okay? All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Blackstone Garage Doors.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Bobby Javer, president.
Perfect.
Owner.
Perfect. I like president. I'm just kidding. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
All right, perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
100%.
Perfect. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is December 30th, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package. Okay. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Perfect. Now stop sounding like a robot. Did you I'm going to schedule your client interview. Do you need to answer that phone call though, or I know your phone was ringing a second ago.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. I'm going to get your notes over your tech, and when you come back, I'll schedule your interview.
Okay, my friend. Give me 1 minute.
Take your time, brother.
Yeah, buddy.
Question, ma'am? Yeah, question, ma'am.
Take a look.
Almost.
Take a look, yeah, buddy. طيب انا هطريق لي ساعة وعشر دقائق ساعة وربع اجيب واخدك ونقرا طالعين
مكملش بسكوت اشي
بسكوت 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 وعصير و
بسكوت ثواني كرم عمك بشرطة الساعة 3
وكلنا بس يراني انه ولا تشغلي لكم الصراحة انا مش جابان بكرة خلال بكرة اجابونا دافة وبوظة ومش عارفة ومن
الوكل هل بعكر
طيب. خبرين شو عبركم تشاينيز بكم سبوي
لا 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 لا
طيب بس اقرب شوي صغيره بخبرك ماشي
ماشي
لوان hey there
yes sir all right so the client interview we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so, okay, just so you can, like, properly plan for it. And in this interview, they'll go over, like, your keywords, et cetera. So, you know, it's a fun phone call. What time, so tomorrow's the 31st, what time works best for you tomorrow? We have as early as 10 a.m. We have as late as 6 p.m. All the slots in between except for the 3 o'clock and the 1 o'clock is booked as well.
Doesn't matter, basically. What I'd say is, if you want them to call me at the 10 a.m.
10 a.m.? Awesome.
And
okay.
And then I'll see, yeah, and then I'll see if I have, if I'm on the way to a job, then, you know.
Then we'll just
good.
Reschedule if needed. You know what I'm saying? That's no worries. So what, the way it's going to work to you.
Schedule tomorrow.
The way it's going to work to you, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder 1 hour before the appointment. So at 9 a.m., you'll get the email and text reminder. At 10 a.m., the call is going to come from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay, if I am on the phone, they'll call on their own just to make sure we don't miss the appointment. And the 10 a.m. appointment, usually, because we get in at 10. We're 7 to 4 Pacific time. So we're 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. So a lot of times, they have to prep for the call. So usually the call happens at like 10:15, just so you're aware, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So I just want to give you that heads up, too. Now, we're sending you a few different emails. Let me make sure I have all the notes for the tech, though. Give me 1 second. All right, I already have your LLC. The business, is it currently insured?
Not yet?
Okay, I'm just going to put working on it. All right. And then, let's see, I found the business Facebook page.
I'm just waiting for I bought a truck. I put it on the company's name. Now I'm adding my wife in the company.
Awesome. Okay.
So I put her insurance to add it to, you know, to have both cars on the same insurance. But my accountant called me and said, you have to, you know, pay like $150 to add your wife or $250 to renew the, you know, the new year with them, you know, the $250 that I have to pay every year to the accountant. But the problem is, the account's only been open for like 3 months, the LLC.
Right, right. September 20th.
So why would I pay $250 to renew?
Doesn't make sense.
It hasn't been only 3 months.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm in the process to figure that out. Because I need to get the tag for the car. And after that, I will work with the insurance thing and insure the job also, because I don't have many customers and I'm not making a lot of money, basically. But when I start making, you know, sales and service and all that stuff through Blackstone, then yes.
Then it justifies it to get insurance. No, it makes perfect sense to me, brother. 100%, you know? Step by step, you know? You have the LLC, so what we do is we submit that to Google for advanced verification purposes. We're not going to put it on your, like, website, like, this company is not insured, you know? but if you are,
we
submit that to Google, too, you know what I'm saying?
But,
so that's why they ask. Yeah.
Exactly. If I was insured, they put insured, you know?
Right,
but if not,
right.
Not insured, they just put nothing, like...
Exactly. Exactly. 100%, you know? But what they'll do, though, is they'll submit the LLC... they'll ask you to submit that to an action needed email. I know you're still driving, right? It sounds like, or?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to explain these emails to you. You don't have to pull them up because I, it's a lot to read. Okay. So I'm just going to explain them. You're going to have an initial invoice. When you're able to look at that, you're going to want to pull it up and there's a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. You'll see what I'm talking about when you get it up. When you click on that, that's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is like literally everything I went over with you. The only things not included are Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and then one new thing we offer is Yelp Ads. So you'll see stars next to all those. Those are like upgraded services, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But everything else is included.
Okay.
So what it's going to do, and again, it's a lot to read, so I wouldn't pull it up while you're driving. But when you stop, right, and pull it up, it's going to show you everything you're paying for, review it, and then it's going to have you check a few boxes, and it'll have you type your name in and hit confirm, okay? Once you do that, it's going to pull up a username and password screen. That is for your that username and password will be in your welcome to local Splash email. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you forget all this when you're in front of it, just call me too, and I can always walk you through it. You know what I'm saying? The other email is there's going to be an action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That's where they're going to want you to put your, like, your LLC, okay? I have it pulled up, so if you don't have a PDF of it, let me know, and I could always, like, attach it for you, too, if you wanted, you know? But it's all on there. So it'll ask you for certain pictures. Anything, I know you're new, and you're taking it step by step, so anything you have on there, you can submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it. And we submit it directly to Google for what's called an advanced verification. Okay? You'll see what I'm talking about when you pull it up. Okay? So the main priority is going to be the media, adding your photos, right, when you get logged into your dashboard, and then also attaching the business registration and any other business documents you have so we can submit it to Google, and it'll have a list on there that you can send. Okay? It'll say, like, work, vehicle, business tools, like, yada, 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 you know? Do you have any questions for me with any of that?
No. I think I started those things by myself when I opened, like, the Google email, business hours, name of the business. I got stuck on the video part that says, take a video.
Video verification.
Of your business.
Yes. Okay.
But
I'm so glad you told me that.
Video of the business. Because
We'll walk you through it. It's super easy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you told me that. So what we're going to do, instead of creating you a whole new Google business profile, they're going to walk you through adding us on as manager to your current Google business profile. And then what's going to happen, I'm going to send this. We have a advanced verification team. So they work on the video verifications and advanced verifications every day. So I'm going to message James on that side. He's the main guy that does that, just so he has a heads up that you're already in video verification. Okay? Basically, it's just going to cut down on your timelines too. Okay? So I'll send you, they'll do it in the client interview tomorrow. But I'm going to also send you a separate email titled Important, Please Add Us to Your Google Business Profile. That way you can just check it out when you get a chance tonight, and they'll walk you through it tomorrow in your client interview as well. Okay?
Beautiful.
All right. All right. So thank you for telling me that, too. Yeah.
Let me know how. Yeah, man. Just let me know how I add you guys.
So it'll be the last email. It'll say, important, please add us to your Google business profile. And it's going to give you, I would go with option B, because it has you go directly to Google to do it. And it'll have step by step. Like, it'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, it'll show you exactly how to do it. If you're going to be driving possibly tomorrow at 10, you probably want to get that done tonight when you get a chance. That way it's already good to go. Or they'll just set up another time basically to walk you through it, you know? Either way.
Okay.
Okay. You'll see what I'm talking about. When you get home, just check out the emails. And if you have any questions, write them down for me. And tomorrow I'll make sure to answer them too, when I introduce you to the technician, you know? All right, brother. I'm excited for your company. You know, I want to congratulate you again. Like, I think this is going to be great for you for sure. I like, too, you're taking it step by step. Like, that's how this process works, too. You know?
Yeah, yeah. When the guy called me for this, but he wasn't from Locals Pass. He was from a different company. He explained all this to me, not in that many details because I wasn't ready.
Okay.
But I wanted to do it, you know?
Right.
And,
it's just kind of timing.
I just told him to give me some time because I needed to cancel Angie's first.
Right.
And basically, I just canceled Angie. It's not 100%. They still send me customers. But, yeah, I will cancel with them 100%. And they're not charging me any monthly fee anymore.
Right, right.
But they still send me a customer, and they charge me for it. But I told them I'm not going to pay if they don't answer the phone. I'm not going to pay if they don't fix. I'm not going to pay any of that.
Right.
And, so basically, from all the last 3-4 customers, only one answered, and I don't even know how much they charge me. Sometimes I see some
really crazy
numbers there, you know, like
$80,
$70 for something that the whole repair is not even worth that.
Wow. Well, I'm glad. I know you talked to another guy, it sounds like, but I'm really glad you went with us. We've been in business 20 years. I've been here for about a little over 7 years, like 7.5 years, you know. I'm an account lead. I have the highest retention rate at the company, too. So I make sure I take care of my clients, you know. So you'll be in really good hands with us,
thank
for sure.
You, thank you so much.
You know.
Thank you.
All right.
Hopefully we can work together for years to come.
Yes, sir. That sounds like a plan, man. Step by step, you know? Because we have upgraded features, too, which I'm sure, like, once you get rolling with this, like, and you have, like, crews out there, like, you could always upgrade, too. But let's start this way, and I'm going to get all your notes over to our tech team now so they're prepped for the call. And then, remember, that's going to come from our 877 number, okay? So I would save that in your phone when you get a chance, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, brother. Congratulations. You have
thank
a great
you,
rest of your
you,
night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, okay?
Thank you, brother.
All right. Have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye.
See you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.